The talk Chayyid Yerushalayim. Today, yesterday was Yom Yerushalayim. Today is this year. Yesterday was Chav Ches Iyar. 51 years from the time, from the date when, from the end of the Six Day War, when Yerushalayim was restored into the hands of Acheinu Bnei Yisrael, in our hands, in the hands of Klal Yisrael. It's 51 years, and today is Chav Tes Iyar. Today is the yard site of Shmuel Hanavi. Okay, there's a minute today. Many people they go to his kever on the Chav Tes Iyar. Today is also Yom Kippur Katan. Okay, it's a Tainus. Tainus Mincha. Some people they fast today actually. Today. On Yom Kippur Katan, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, and there is a minog. I don't know from the Shla. There's a Tzfila. I don't know where it comes from, why the dafka on this day, but there's a minig in many people in the world to recite a special tefillah that was composed by the Shla on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan for good children. Children that are Yireim, it's out of the batteries out.
Can you have it on?
It's on, it is on, so maybe it's time for a new battery. What? Okay. Today is the day of the Tulas Ashla. Okay, now it's good. Okay. All right, well, let's discuss, and obviously today in Eretz Yisrael is a very big event. It's a very big event where the United States is moving their embassy. There's a ceremony, the opening of the embassy of the United States of America in Eretz Yisrael. And we all seen the news. I need not tell you what a major event this is, what a significant event this is. What would our grandparents say about this? What would our great great grandparents say about this? They would be stunned to hear such a thing. How the United States of America, one of the most powerful countries in this world, has in such a public demonstration has declared that Yerushalayim is not only the property of Klal Yisrael, Jewish people, it's the capital of the entire Eretz Yisrael. Haledavar. I mean, this is something which is remarkable. Now, let's discuss. I want to share with you a few different ideas about Yerushalayim, different ideas, different thoughts. First of all, I can't hold back from this is a very famous story from the Chernobyl Rebbe. You probably all heard this at some point in time. What's the advice with the Chernobyl Rebbe? He once was traveling on the road and he came to a motel. The motel was owned by partially Yidden Jews. They knew very, very little. They were very good, sincere people, but they didn't know much about Yavos. And he made arrangements with them to go in to sleep over at night in one of the rooms. And they gave him a very nice room, very good accommodations, good food, v'chulu v'chulu. And the Rebbe went into the room. He learned, he davened, and then it was chatzos. It was midnight, and the Rebbe sat down to recite Tikkun Chatzos, to mourn over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Churban of Yerushalayim. And he began to reciting Chatzos, and he began to cry, and cry more, bitter, bitter tears. And the sound of his crying, the walls of this motel were not too thick, penetrated the walls, and the Balabayis, the one who owned the hotel, heard his cries. So they were shaken up. What's going on? Why is this fellow who has rented space from us in this room, why is he crying? Maybe we didn't give him, the accommodations are no good. Maybe he's not satisfied, he's crying. They knock on the door and they say, excuse me, what's going on? It's 12 o'clock, it's midnight, 1 o'clock. What are you crying? What's wrong? So he says, everything is good, I'm very happy, the accommodations are wonderful. I'm reciting Tikkun Chatzos. I'm mourning over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. So the owner of this elderly couple, they say, what's the Beis HaMikdash? What is Yerushalayim? We've never heard about this thing called the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. So the Chernobyl Rebbe, he says, let me explain to you. Now, this is a Jew. This person, unless his wife was not there, his wife was in her room. But he said they were Jews. They were shleimim. They were good people, but they were ignorant. So he starts explaining to him what the Beis Hamikdash is, what a korban is, and what it was like in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when we had a Beis Hamikdash and it was a korban, and now it's golus. And he says to this fellow, "Why don't you come with me? I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why don't you, sell everything you have and come and make Aliyah? Be a Zionist. Be just like me. Come to Eretz Yisrael. Come to Yerushalayim." So this fellow was convinced. It sounds like a great idea. That's where a Jew belongs. And now that you've explained the entire thing to me, it makes a lot of sense. I'm going to go. I'm ready to go. But I got to speak to my wife. She calls the shots. She wears the pants. So he goes to his wife, and he tells his wife the whole story from the Rebbe. She comes back, he comes back to the Rebbe, and he tells Rebbe, Rebbe, I spoke to my wife. My wife says, it's a great idea, but it's too hard to go because we have a lot of animals. We have chickens, and we have cattle, and we have sheep. And, our animals, our livestock and birds would never make the trip. They would not survive the trip. So what can we do? There's nothing we can do about it. So we have to stay. So the Rebbe says, okay, that approach didn't work well. So the animals can't make it. All right, I have another approach, another way to convince her that it's worthy to go to Eretz Yisrael to make Aliyah. We're in Golus. Did you read the newspapers? Every day Jews are being killed. Jews are persecuted. They're being robbed. They're victimized. It's dangerous. Come to Eretz Yisrael. We'll have sovereignty. It'll be our land. It'll be just Jews. We'll call the shots. We won't tolerate abuse and persecution, pogroms, and all these horrors. So the husband, that's right. It's a very good argument. You're right. We'll abandon all of our sheep, our livestock. We should go for the security, for safety, security, to be part of, to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So he goes back to his wife and tells his wife this argument, and she rejects it. She comes back. He comes back to the Rebbe, and he says to the Rebbe, "Rebbe, I spoke to my wife, and she said, sounds very good, but she has a better idea. Let all the ganovim and the meshugoyim, let them go to Yerushalayim, so we can stay here safe and secure with our animals and livestock." That was the story. So what's the nimshal? The nimshal is, unfortunately, we're living in Golus. We have a very good life. We have assets, property, we have family, we have roots in our foreign land. And why don't we want to go? Parnassa, we're entrenched, we're rooted in Golus. So we can't go. What an old tzaris? Achmana listen, old tzaris? So unfortunately, one can fall into the trap of the Yetzirah. So let the goyim have it. Let the goyim pick themselves up and go to Yerushalayim, and they'll live there and they'll leave us alone here in America. It's a bitter story, but unfortunately there's a kernel of truth to it. And when you see the events that are happening today, it just reminded me of this story because the Umos HaOlam are first now coming to appreciate Yerushalayim, the Makir. That's right. Yerushalayim is the property of Jewish people. It is their legacy. It is their heritage. It is the place where they had their temple. The Goyim, they recognize, unfortunately, to a degree, sometimes you get the sense they appreciate it more, Rahman Litzlan. It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call if they recognize how central it is to Am Yisrael. How much more so should this be a stimulant? Should it be an awakening for us? We should have a greater appreciation of what Yerushalayim is for us. And I wanted to say a couple of verilach. First vart, I want to point out and say something from the Shemoneh Esrei. Every single day we are mispalel three times a day. Even if you don't eat bread, you don't bench, you can't get away without saying three times a day the bracha, the bakasha, V'li Yerushalayim Ircha Berachamim Toshav. We are mispalel to Hashem that Hashem should return to Yerushalayim v'sishkoyim b'seicha kasher dibarto v'nei oisa, you shall rebuild it. B'koroiv b'yameinu ibinyan oilam. And then we mentioned the Malchus of David, V'chisei David, Avdecha Mehon L'Secha Tachin, Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. I want to ask the question, what is the significance of Yerushalayim? There are many things that are significant. But in the Shemona Esrei, what can we derive from the Shemona Esrei, which opens up our eyes to see a new degree of significance just by studying the Shemona Esrei? The bracha before V'Yerushalayim is the bracha of Al HaTzadikim. Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChasidim, Al Zikni Amcha Beis Yisrael, Al Pleitas Saifrem, Al Geri HaTzadik V'Yoleinu, Yehemuna Rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Sein, we ask Hashem for reward. Sochor Toiv, L'chol Abotchem V'Shimcha Be'emes, V'Simcha Elokeinu Mohem, and then we say the expression I want to focus on, Uli Oilom, Loi Nevoish, Ki V'cha Batachmo. We focus on the theme of le'olam. Forever we will not be embarrassed because we have faith in you. Le'olam. When you say to a person, le'olam vo'ed, le'netzach netzachim, the first thing they do is they turn off. Eternity. Eternity. I don't even know what's going to be in 5 minutes from now. And you're telling me about nitzchius, about eternity? It's much, much too abstract to deal with the concept of le'olam. Okay, le'olam vo'ed u'le'netzach nitzachim. It's a very abstract concept. We're very limited. We only see in front of us a few days. We don't see in front of us what's going to be in a year from now, in a month from now, even a week from now. It's too hard to deal with the concept of le'olam. Yet in the bracha of Al HaTzadikim Al HaChasidim Al Mevakesh reward v'sein sochar toiv l'chol ha'boitchem b'shimcha be'emes v'simcha l'keni mohem, our portion should be with the righteous u'le'olam, and forever we shall not be put to shame because we have faith in you, Hashem. Alright, we focus on this concept of le'olam. Let's go to the bracha after v'lirushalayim. We spell that Hashem should bring forth the sprout of David. May his horn, his pride, may it be uplifted, may it be elevated, may it be exalted through your salvation. And then we say the following words, Ki lishu oscha, for your salvation, kivinu, we yearn, kol hayoim, the entire day. All of a sudden, we've gone from the bracha al hatzadikim, the concept of le'olam, eternity, beyond our grasp, to something very realistic, something that's very much we can relate to. Ki lishu oscha kivinu, I yearn for your salvation, kol hayom, every single day. The entire day, ki lishu oscha kivinu kol hayom. The entire, that is something that's very realistic. Today, we all have plans. After we leave here, you go there, you do this, you daven mincha, you have a daily routine. It's something very realistic. What is in between the bracha that dwells upon the theme of eternity, which is abstract, and the theme of hayom, which is very much something we can relate to? They both represent concepts of time, but one is abstract and one is something which is we can hold on to. What is in between the bracha of Yerushalayim? I want to suggest that the more Yerushalayim is part of our lives, the more time is in our control. Now, let me give you a mashal. There's a very famous mashal from the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid says that there was once a fellow who was, he was a wealthy fellow, and he had all his money in his home. He kept all of his assets in his house. But what he did was, he took all of his dollar bills and he converted them into pennies. All of his wealth was converted into the smallest coins possible, and he filled up his whole house with his assets, with his wealth. So his wife said to him, Meshugana, why do you have to have in the house, wherever you look, pennies. Wherever I go, I'm drowning in pennies. Take all the pennies and convert them into bills. Or convert all the pennies into one bill, into $1,000 bill, or whatever the largest bills that are available, that are in circulation. Convert all your pennies into bills so we don't have to trip over the pennies lying around the house. So the fellow says to his wife, it makes sense what you're saying. Okay, it makes sense. But I won't then appreciate my wealth. If everywhere I go I see another penny, it makes an impression upon me. Ah, I'm a rich man. I'm a millionaire. I see those pennies everywhere I turn. If I combine all the pennies into bills, I'll put a few bills in my wallet. I'm not going to live with the pleasure of knowing how much money I have. The Dibda Magid says the same thing is true with regard to time. Every minute can be broken down into 60 seconds. And every minute and every hour can be broken down into 60 minutes. And a day can be broken up into 24 hours. And the month can be broken up into 30 days. And a year is 12 months. And it goes on and on. A person, Rachman Litzlan, can take his whole life and convert it into one bill, Yovel. The largest period of time the Torah gives us is Yovel. You can take your whole life. My whole life was just one big Yovel. What did you accomplish in your Yovel? Whatever. I accomplished whatever I accomplished. But then you have a person that their whole life can be defined in seconds. Every second of my life made a difference. My life is not one Yovel. My life is seconds. Every second of the day is another opportunity to do a mitzvah, to serve Hashem, to work on your midos, to be a better person, to do a chesed. Every second counts. Halay Dava. You start out before the bracha, V'li Yerushalayim Ircha. We talk about reward. We talk about betochayim. We talk about beautiful things. Hashem shav rachmanis upon the tzaddikim, the chassidim, the zikni amcha, the gerim. And you shall give them reward to all those who have faith. And you shall grant our portion with them. And we should never be embarrassed because we have faith in you. The only element, concept of time mentioned in this bracha is the concept of la'olam, forever. The whole life of faith is all one yovel. La'olam. In fact, Yovel is called in the Torah La'olam. La'olam bohem ta'avaydu. What does it mean, La'olam? La'olam means La'olam ashal Yovel. And it's a beautiful bracha. The same as Sochar Toiv. L'chol aboitchim b'shimcha b'emez simcha l'keini mohem u'la'olam lo nevosh. It all merges together. When you come to the bracha as Samach David after Merasat Smiach, l'kharna t'lim b'shua secha, it's exactly the same thing. Ki lishu oscha kivin, we yearn for you. What is yearning? Betochayim. Isn't that what it said in the bracha before Alat Tzadikim? Isn't that exactly what it said? It says, L'chol ha'boitchem b'shimcha be'emes. Isn't that what it's so? So it's repetition. The difference is in the bracha of Esemach David, when it says, Ki lishu oscha kivin, we yearn for your salvation, here it's not le'olam. It's kol hayoyim. Every single day, every moment of the day. It's a whole different life. It's a whole different bitachon. Every second makes a difference. How did you go from le'olam to the one big dollar bill to every second of the day makes a difference? You know how you went from one to the other? Because you passed through the bracha, v'li Yerushalayim ircha, Berachamim Toshu. V'sishkoin b'soicha ka'asher dibarta. Uvinei oisa b'koroiv b'yameinu b'nyan olam. When you have a Yerushalayim that's in your possession, it means the Shechina is resting in Klal Yisrael. And when the Shechina is here, it's palatable. You can touch it, you can sense it. It's a different life. Life has meaning, has value. Every moment is a new opportunity. Yerushalayim, possessing Yerushalayim doesn't just mean it's a tourist attraction. It represents the Shechina. This is the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shemoy Sham. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to take back possession of this Makom, it means Hashem has returned. 51 years ago, Hashem came back to Yerushalayim. Mimela! The Arabs are out. It's just a disguise that there was a war. Rachmana Litzlan, people died. Many, many people died to give up their lives. Amakadish, Shem Shemayim, to give us Yerushalayim. Korbanos. People live with enormous pain. Families cannot forget the sacrifice people gave up that we can have a Yerushalayim. Their sacrifice enabled the Ribbono Shel Olam to return his Shechina into this world. The return of the Shechina into this world, into the Makom of Yerushalayim, it wakes us up. It changes our lives. The greatest change you have in your life is when it's not just another day, another Yovel, another Shemitah. It's Kilishu Oscha Kivinu Kol Hayom. The mile of having Yerushalayim in our possession, having sovereignty, having recognition in the world that this is the Makom of the Hashuas Hashrim, the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. It's incredible. It affects our lives spiritually in ways that we can't even imagine. Every moment is a different appreciation. It's a different chiyus in this world. Okay, last vart. One more vart. Very quick vart. The most, if you really want to learn about the malice of Yerushalayim, there's only one place to go. Hands down. And I don't know why they don't focus on this more than they should focus on this much more than they do, and that is the Lecha Dodi. The Lecha Dodi, he dedicates, I think, was it 6 of the stanzas of the Lecha Dodi are dedicated to the beauty of Yerushalayim. It's just awesome, awesome what it says in the Lecha Dodi about Yerushalayim. It starts off with Shabbos. Lecha Dodi Ligas Kala, Pnei Shabbos Nekala. The first 3 stanzas of the Lecha Dodi are dedicated, devoted, L'chvayt Shabbos. Shabbos Malchasa. And then, the Paitan, he switches. After focusing on Shabbos, the queen, he focuses on Yerushalayim, the holy city Yerushalayim. And he calls it with the term, the Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha. Only focusing on Yerushalayim. Can you imagine every Friday night? Every Friday night you focus on Yerushalayim. It's the Ir of Melucha. It's the Mikdash, the place, the sanctuary of the King of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kumi Tzi Mitochani, passionately, the Paitan demands that it should come forth mitoich ha-hafecha, from its state of upheaval. Rav lach sheves b'yemek habach, enough to sit in the valley of crying. Hu yachmul alaychem la, Hashem will show you compassion. Hisnari may offer kumi, shake yourself up from the ash. Livshi big day sefarte chami, dress yourself in the splendor of my nation. Al yad ben yisha, the malchus of David. Halachmi, you came from Beis Lechem. Korvel nafshi ge'olah, your redemption is near. Hisori, Hisori, and it goes on and on. I mean, it's awesome. It's really awesome how all of these, all of the, there are 6 stanzas all the way until Yamanu Smol Tefreitzi Ve'al Hashem Taritzi Al Yad Ish Ben Parzi V'Nismicha V'Nagila. We will be referring to the Mashiach, the descendant of Peretz and Zerach. V'Nismicha V'Nagila, we will rejoice. Different expressions of rejoice in your redemption of Yerushalayim. And then the very last stanza returns back to the theme of Shabbos. The most beautiful expressions describing Yerushalayim are found here in this Pita of Lecha Dodi. The point I want to bring out is that, why is it here? Why is Yerushalayim mentioned together with Shabbos? And the Paitan really answers the question in this first line, is because they both share in common a theme. The theme of Malchus. Shabbos is the day that's the Melech of the other 6 days. There are 7 days of the week. 6 days are slaves to the Melech. Shabbos is the melech of the week. Yerushalayim is the melech of Eretz Yisrael. The capital. Okay, we call it a capital, but it also represents the theme of this, the ear melucha. Mikdash melech. It's the holy place of the king of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the ear of melucha. Okay, that term is key. That is, those words speak volumes. What is Yerushalayim? It is the ear of melucha. And that is why David HaMelech, Esemach David after Meir Satzbel. That's why Yerushalayim is incomplete without the Malchus of David, because in order for us to appreciate the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we need a dogma in this world. The dogma is the Malchus of David. That is something we can relate to. Malchusa de'ara ke'ein, Malchusa de'rakia. Yerushalayim must have Malchus because it's the ear melucha, it's the ear where Hashem, the Mokim Asher Yivchar Hashem L'shakein Shema Yisham, Hashem is the Melech Malchei HaMelochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting His Divine Presence. It's the Ir HaMelucha. We need the Malchus of David to bring out the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shabbos is an expression of Hashem's Malchus, and therefore it's perfect to synthesize the Malchus of Hashem with the Malchus of Yerushalayim, with the Malchus of Shabbos. These three things, they synthesize, they come together very beautifully in the Pid of Lecha Dodi. And what am I trying to bring out? There's a principle in Malchus. Malchus is a very, very basic principle called Ein Melech Biloy Am. In Yadus, more often than not, we cherish privacy. Hespoididus, you go out into the forest where no one sees you, no one knows anything, and you serve Hashem privately and secretly. And Adarabba, then it's L'Shem Shemayim. I'm doing it L'Shem Shemayim, no one knows. I'm learning L'Shem Shemayim. I'm davening L'Shem Shemayim. I give tzedakah b'seser. There are an infinite number of Amar Chazal which tell us the greatness, the milos of doing things without anyone knowing. It's just between you and Hashem. But there are things which require recognition. They demand public knowledge, recognition. Everyone has to know, everyone has to talk, everyone has to be aware that this is the emes. And that is Malchus. The concept of Malchus is recognition. Ein melech biloyam. You can't be a melech in your basement with no one watching. To be a melech means, the essence of Malchus means, everyone recognizes I'm the melech. Recognition. What's happening in the world today with regard to Yerushalayim is the ultimate of what Yerushalayim is. Yerushalayim is the ear melucha. Ein melech biloy am. A melech cannot be a melech without people recognizing who the melech is. If the United States of America is publicly in a very, very public and grand way is coming to recognize what Yerushalayim is. Yerushalayim is the Mokoyim of Klal Yisrael. It's the capital of the whole Eretz Yisrael. It's the Mokoyim Hashuas Hashchina. It's our legacy, our heritage. It's where the temple stood. It's the Mokoyim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha L'Shakein Shema Yisham. This is Malchus. This is what Yerushalayim is. This is not a small matter you can just brush aside and say, okay, all right, you know, I'm not a Tzioni, so I don't want to, don't confuse me with what's happening. You know, I'm not, I just, my Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. I learn my, put my hand in the Gemara, I bury my hand in the Gemara, I know from nothing else but the Gemara. Okay, it's good to bury your hand in the Gemara, you're learning L'Shem Shemayim, but in Yadus, there's something called Malchus. And Malchus demands recognition. Yerushalayim is the ear HaMelucha. It demands recognition. Has there ever been a greater hakara of the ear HaMelucha in our lifetimes? Like what's happening today? With the United States, it's not just that we've conquered and there's a United Nations that gives us legitimacy to live in Eretz Yisrael and to worship there and to do things there. This is a recognition of the emes. This is the spitz of Malchus. This is what Yerushalayim is. The Ir Melucha. Ein Melech Biloyam. This is not something you can bury your head in the Gemara and just say, I don't want to know from this. Leave me alone. This is an awesome event. And it's something that we really have to appreciate and thank Hashem and be mispalel. Take note that this is bringing into the world what Yerushalayim is all about, the return of the Hashuas Hashchina to Klal Yisrael. And by extension, Klal Yisrael is the Orla Amin. It's a different world. The world is a different world today. The world yesterday was a different world. Today, it's a new world. The Ir Melucha, Hakara, the Ribbono of Shalom is returning. It is a full kiyum of what we daven every day. V'Yerushalayim Ircha, B'Rachamim Toshuv, V'Sishkoim B'Soicha, Kasher Dibarta. We're witnessing this in front of our eyes. And it's something that's to celebrate, something to appreciate, and something that's Tiveya. It makes demand. There's no free lunch in this world. When Hashem does you a chesed, you owe him. You owe him more than you can ever pay him back. Hashem is Tiveya. And it demands upon us to be better people and to return the favor, to do Hashem's ratzon, to serve Hashem b'lev echad, and to yearn to ultimately see b'kodov b'yameinu, the binyan beis hamikdash, with Mashiach arriving b'mehira b'yameinu.